As you have likely heard, at noon today, Donald J. Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
At that very moment, Muhammad Ali Ibrahim stood in the State House Hall of Flags in Augusta and read aloud the 23rd Amendment to the Constitution.
A number of electors of president and vice president equal to the whole number of senators and representatives in Congress to which
the reading was part of an event organized by the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine, but as Steve Missler reports, it brought together a cast of Mainers representing an unusually broad swath of the political spectrum.
It's not something you see at the State House very often. A progressive Democrat standing shoulder to shoulder with a staunch conservative libertarian. But here, Democratic State Senator Shenna Bellows, former director of the Maine ACLU, reads from the Fourth Amendment, which protects Americans' right to privacy.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall...
And Republican State Senator Eric Brakey, a fierce advocate for federalism, reads from the Tenth Amendment.
The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
The ACLU's Rachel Healy distributes pocket-sized U.S. constitutions to the 100 or so people gathered here to hear the speakers who form a line near the lectern. The timing of the event is no accident. The people gathered here decided to skip the pomp and circumstance taking place 500 miles away in the nation's capital. There, the newly sworn 45th president of the United States thunders about a country mired in a dystopian crisis, weakened by terrorists, illegal immigrants, and politicians. Gangs are running rampant, he says. Burned-out factories litter the landscape like tombstones. Impoverished, undereducated Americans are without hope.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
But Trump may face some resistance. The ACLU has vowed to sue Trump if he tramples on American civil liberties. When he won the election, the organization warned that many of his campaign promises were unconstitutional and unlawful. On Thursday, the group filed its first Freedom of Information Act, seeking to discover conflicts with Trump's business interests. The Hall of Flags event is less confrontational. The speakers read from sections of the Constitution that align with their background or interests, and they represent an array of backgrounds and political views. Marina Blanchard, an African-American woman, stepped up and presented the 13th Amendment.
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
David Trahan, head of the Sportsmen's Alliance of Maine and a former Republican state senator, recited the Second Amendment.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Paul McCarrier, an advocate for legal marijuana, read the 18th Amendment, the prohibition of alcoholic beverages, and then the 21st Amendment, which repealed it. Kennebec County Sheriff Ken Mason, a Republican, spoke for the First Amendment, and Eliza Townsend, of the Maine Women's Lobby, gave voice to the 19th.
The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex.
By the time the reading ends in the Hall of Flags, President Trump is finishing his inauguration speech.
And yes, together we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
And Allison Bie, the director of the ACLU of Maine, makes her own pledge to fight for the protections and ideals that Trump had just sworn to protect.
Equality, justice, and freedom. Thank you.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.